everybody. Well, today's Monday, and it's September 7th, 2015. This is our Monday program, The Healing Highway. So let's clear away the energies today. Today is one of those vacation days, and it's Labor Day. So here we go. Releasing energies. If you had a traumatic situation sometime in your life on this day, the days that are noted by everybody, sometimes you remember them because they come up every year. And then if something happened to you on one of those key days, it'll be with you until you die, unless you do some clairvoyance to put peace to it. So here we go. Think of an issue that could have happened to you on Labor Day, and maybe you gave labor, so who knows? Not me, but maybe you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, for those who are non-laborers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. And here we go. One, all the ones will be energized that you have up. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And maybe you gave birth to an idea instead of a person. You'd hope it was a person. So here we go. Let's say if you had your new ideas for your new hobby, new business, new whatever, here we go. Let's do a clearing for that in case there's some trauma involved. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And watched a movie on Netflix. It was about somebody, a man who seemed very nice, and he was like a multimillionaire for selling timeshares. But anyway, maybe for some reason you're out, or you went out and you went to this wonderful place and you got a timeshare and you regretted it ever since. That happened on this Memorial Day weekend. So let's release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that feels okay, I think. So we'll bring our co-host on. So our co-host today is Michelle. You out there, Michelle?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron. Hello, everybody. It's great to be back. It's a Monday, so it's a different day than I normally do it. So I just want to mention that this weekend we have our calls coming up. We start on September 12th with our monthly four-hour Ascension preparation call. And then we have the 3 8-hour calls the consecutive following Sundays. So that's going to be September 13th, 20th, and 27th. If you guys wanted to go on the website right now and get those for the week, you can go ahead and do that. There is a package deal, or you can buy the calls separately. So, Ron, I just wanted to jump in. Right here we have a testimonial. It says, "Thanks, Ron, back feeling better." So I think that might have had to do with the braces that you put on all of us the other day, because we also had another testimonial. I'm just going to look for it really quick, saying that the braces were really good, those energetic braces that you put on all of us. Well, let's see if I can find it.
Yeah, that's a lot of it.
It was a long one. It says, "First, there is nowhere I would rather be on Saturday night than going to the light ship, but you outdid yourself, Ron, with the addition of the body braces. Prior to the show, I was very uncomfortable in the neck and shoulders, and by the end of the show, I was my sweet self, and all was right in the world once again. Thank you so very much. Words cannot describe my appreciation for you and the Creation Light Ship." So that's good.
Great, thank you.
Where do you get the idea to do the body braces, Ron?
Boy, that came about quite a while ago. So, at times I'll just kind of
bring it up and do that. Every show for me is live in the moment, so I don't have really anything planned unless we get together with the co-host or something and talk about something before the program. But other than that, everything for me is 100% live and in the moment. So I just happened to come about.
Yeah. Yeah, it does help. I know I also like it when you do the feet things because, you know, the way a person's veins are in their legs, if you're standing all day, you can feel uncomfortable. So it really helps. It feels really nice. Okay, well, we have a question here, and it is concerning the new information or the new idea that you had about the upside-down timeline crashes. They are wondering if they should also do upside-down space-time crashes.
You may want to do that also, yes. Uh-huh. So anybody has done the newer version that I mentioned about the upside-down timelines, you'd like to comment, that would be great. CLS questions at Yahoo. So back to you.
Yeah, I believe somebody did on our last show. They said that they had done it. I am currently just starting some more timelines, so I will do it soon and get back to you on that, whether or not there's anything that I noticed. Sometimes it takes a couple days after you do it to notice things. So, okay, so then we have another question. It says, spirit stealing. So, Ron, if a dark practitioner steals someone's spirit, how do you get it back?
Well, it depends where they put it. If it's gone for good, if it's stolen and it can't be found, then it's gone for good. It'll be a piece of your spirit. And that's just the way life is here on this planet. Hopefully it doesn't happen that often. So back to you.
I think somebody would have to make a pretty serious effort in order to do that, but I hadn't realized that it was even a possibility that it could be lost forever. But for the most part, wouldn't doing that particular clearing and then also doing the spirit integration really help? Does that spirit integration go out and find your pieces of spirit?
No, it won't. It'll just integrate what you have with you. If you do have part of your spirit just outside of your body, a few feet away or something, then yeah, it will integrate it back in. But if it's been abducted onto a timeline, then chances are it may not ever come back. You know, I don't have anything that's real positive to say about it. And it's one of those things that there's a lot of energy for lack of hope on that. Because, you know, that's just what people do here. Unfortunately, you have to be accountable for your own actions and the way you treat your spirit and how much you get into mind energy. But then you don't have any control over what other people are doing to you. And that's the scary part. So, and then you have all the alien abductions that you have no control over either. And that's why we try to get you off of the timelines so you can be in the present moment. And in the present moment, they'll have a much harder time finding you because you're not leaking emotions. If you don't leak emotions, then they don't really want you because they want to steal that energy from you to look for somebody else. So that's the way it is, fortunately. Back to you.
Okay, I know this sounds basic, but I guess I had never quite made the distinction before between the spirit integration and the light infusion. What would be the difference between that? Besides,
okay,
the obvious that one is
your
spirit in your body?
Yeah, the light infusion puts the energy of light into you, all the different frequencies. Just to make it very, very simple, you're created from 12 frequencies of light. And those 12 frequencies then would come in as you do a light infusion, and that would come into you to, we'll say, balance you out. Or to fill you up with light. On the spirit integration, spirit infusion, that infuses your spirit back into your body. And there's also light there that your spirit is using to do that with. So they're a little different, but still, it still if you look at it the more broader sense, you're still getting more light in your body because your spirit's created light. And as it comes into you, the way to tell, your eyes get brighter. And so you can always tell how much light someone has, in a sense, by how bright their lights with their eyes are. That normally isn't, I'd say it's 95% correct. But the new clone models have very bright eyes, so that could fool you. And but other than that, that's kind of what the way it is. So you can tell if you look at a friend of yours that, you know for a long time, and maybe they went out partying in the night, and they got home, and, you know, were stumbling around, and you happen to look at them, and their eyes are all glossed over. Well, that's because they're overtaken by something else. Their spirit left. And typically, they always get overtaken. So that's because, remember, when you're not home, who is? So something normally always wants to come in and take your body energy. So it's to play with your body. And so the eyes are normally kind of dulled out, they're glossy looking, scary looking sometimes. And then maybe the next morning they wake up and they have light back in them again. And they look like they're radiating light because they got done with their process. So maybe that entity that was in them, when the person fell asleep, left. So, you know, wanted to have fun with somebody else. So, but that's how you can tell. And everybody, I'm sure, has seen that. If you haven't, just look at people who maybe, you know, smoke pot or take drugs or drink or a lot or something. And at some point, the spirit will leave the body. So I can't tell you, like, how many beers somebody has to have to get drunk, in a sense, to be unconscious. Remember, because your spirit has to be able to connect to you. And if it can't connect to your consciousness, then all of a sudden, something else will come in and it leaves. Or it leaves and something else comes in. So your spirit is what's with you to protect the fort, to protect you. And that's kind of the way it works. So back to you.
Yes, I've heard of astral travel, and I know you mentioned not to do it. And I've heard that, you know, people will be connected by a little cord or something, and it's still their spirit or something connected to their body. But the danger is that something else can be like, oh, there's no spirit here. Let's hang out in this body or something. Is that what's going on with that?
Yeah, very possibly. The people that do that, I've talked to a lot of people who have, and when I was back in New York, one of the people who was doing it, I said, boy, that's kind of dangerous. He got upset with me. And I said, well, I just walked away. I mean, it's just something else, but basically I walked away. I said, they don't know what they don't know. And, what if that little cord breaks, And where are they? And is there anybody, who can say, I astral traveled? And, you're not going to know if you're any different. How do you know? How do you rate yourself? There's no reference point for you. So you may think you're doing great by doing something. And as you go down further down the rat hole, you still, as long as you're living, you think you're doing fine. So you are having, that definite experience of like remote viewing, in a sense, going somewhere. But what's going to happen to you if you get stuck on the astral plane, or, wake up with bruises on you and you wonder where you got them at because you were, being attacked by something, or you were maybe like a sword fight or something, Taking out aggression. So it's not good. Stay home.
Yeah, well, interesting. That does bring up a lot of things. Actually, what you just mentioned goes into one of the questions that we just have. It says, I wonder why people react with anger when I'm expressing myself and they don't like what I say. This has been a major issue in my life, and all I'm doing is letting them know my boundaries. I'm sure we've all had that experience where we say something and it seems to be the person is upset. It's like they're mad that you've told them something different or broke down their reality or something. What do you think's going on there, Ron?
Well, what I would guess is very possibly they're trying to push you into their reality, their box, and you're challenging, you know, their box, their belief system, and maybe what you're doing scares them, so they get angry with you. So there could be a lot of things, happening, but it still, I think, would boil down to is that you're not doing what everybody else is doing. And so they're, because of the program that they're running, so they may be running a completely different program. Maybe a whole group of people are running that program, and you come in and you have a different program that you're running, and maybe you don't have a program and you want to express your thoughts freely to, like, say, hey, you know, why are you doing this here, you know, and then everybody doesn't like what you're saying, and then they give you psychic attacks and everything else, and, you know, that's why it's probably always best just to, in a sense, be quiet with what you're doing, especially if you want to manifest something. Going to do any manifestations in the light or even in the darkness, then at that point, once you tell somebody what your plans are, the darkness hears it, and, you know, almost always they'll figure out some way to sabotage what you really want, okay? So at that point, you know, that's why they say don't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing, you know, something like that. So it's kind of always best just to not tell anybody anything when you're planning to manifest. Otherwise, they're going to have their judgment. So how can you afford that? You know, that isn't you, you know, or, you know, there's all different things people will tell you. So it's always best just to be quiet and do your own manifestations and keep the energy to yourself. So back to you.
Yes, I. For some reason, I knew that when they went around asking us what we all wanted to be when we were children, I was like, oh, I don't want to say, because I don't want anyone to tell me I can't do it, because I'm just going to do it. So, I just didn't want anyone to know. What I wanted to do? Yes, yeah. Yes, I am, actually.
Okay.
It's pretty funny.
You don't have to say what it is. Good, that's great.
Yeah.
So you knew when you were young.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's good.
Well, I saw one young man mentioned something that he wanted to do, and the teacher went on and on about how that was a dying industry, and he shouldn't want to do that. And I just thought, oh, you're breaking his heart. He really wants to do this. And there, even to this day, I'm actually in a place right now where what he wanted to do was completely feasible and doable. And I just saw that, and I thought, I'm not going to open myself up to that. So I'm glad I did not. So we have a really interesting question. It's kind of long. I'm going to read the whole part of it, and then we'll see what you have to say about it, Ron. It says, what about the spiritual realms where probably billions of spirits created by Creation Lightship are stuck there? Is Creation Lightship going to get in there and retrieve those spirits? Is Creation Lightship going to come up with some solutions so that the dark side will not be able to invade or terrorize or invade the territories of light and planet and steal the spirits from there? Seems to me like the Creation Lightship is not protecting their own creation the way they should. Otherwise, I'm sorry, go on.
I'm getting a little overloaded. I'm only good for about 20 seconds.
So
the first thing is about spiritual realms. Well, there's no such thing as spiritual realms in the light. So all that energy, that's gone. Okay, and light, there's only one energy of light. So there's no realms, there's no hierarchy. In that. On the Earth here, unfortunately, being controlled by the Galactic Federation and all the aliens out there and their agenda, there are spiritual realms. So there's different hierarchies that people get stuck into trying to evolve out of here. So maybe the most evolved people possibly on the planet who are practicing spiritual stuff might be the Eastern Indian gurus, okay? But still not out of here. Or like energies that, you know, like them in a sense. I'm not, you know, at least they don't want to have people touch them after they go through maybe 50 years of practices. So that's one good thing. Okay, the next thing, I guess, why isn't the Lightship helping people and we're stuck here? Is that kind of what one of the situation's questions was?
Yes.
Okay, so for that question is, the whole problem with the planet here is that people are using mind energy. Nothing to do with the Lightship. People chose darkness. People chose to judge. People chose to get away from heart energy. So that's the reason. So everybody has emotion, and the dark side brought that energy of emotions in, and people, you know, bit the hook, and they have that. That's why we try to get you out of that. That's what all the clearings are about, to get you back to that peace energy. So the dark side brought in something to entice everybody, and, you know, so you have ups and downs, back and forth, and that's the emotion. So from there, they gave mind energy to judge everything. Mind, you know, is, you know, that's what it's used for, is to calculate, to judge, to figure things out. And so that's darkness energy. So I guess is, will the Lightship come and help you? No, it doesn't know about darkness. It doesn't know about judgment. It's up to you to get back into light. It's not up to the Lightship to bring you back like a little baby and say, hey, you got lost, you know, come back. It doesn't do that. That's why we have the one clearing up that I created, the Earth Transfer Clearing, so the light can find you. So that's kind of how I would probably address that question. So it's not like light abandoned you. You abandoned the light because you got caught into judgment. So that's how that would work. I guess to a newcomer it might sound kind of harsh. How can the light not help me? Well, your spirit's with you. When did you talk to your spirit last? When did you do the mind-to-heart drop last? Are you doing it 3 times a day or 10 times a day to connect to your own source energy, which is light? And the Lightship is not necessarily, you know, your savior. It does the ascension every 2,000 years, and that's the only reason is because probably because darkness comes in, so it decided to do that every 2,000 years to bring things forward. So people have asked me, Rob, well, why doesn't it happen right now? Well, it'll do it when it chooses to. So that's the whole process. I don't have the answer of why we can't do the ascension like right now, this moment. You know, it just doesn't happen. And then we have people who are trying to combat ascension by talking about ascension, what ascension is. And so right away, you know, if the light were to do an ascension and you have all these people talking about ascension, not even knowing what they're talking about, and for me, that's one of my kind of a joke. You know, you get all these practitioners out there talking about ascension. Now it's kind of like a word people say, and everybody goes, yeah, I know what that is, you know. It's been beat to death. And it's because the darkness wanted you to get it beat to death by all the disinformation about ascension. But when that happens, everything is gone. Everything in light that was created is no longer. The darkness drops away. And then from there, if it is light, the light will find itself, light resonates to light, and then you go on after, you're collected, and you go to your home base energy, and then from there, when the light gets turned back on again, then you start another cycle, and you're at choice of where you wish to go to and when you want to terminate that life. So that's the way it works. There's no judgments there. So you can go on to a planet of light, only be there for one day and go up. I don't want to be here in a sense. I want to do something else. In a sense, it's not like you're judging where you are, but you have free choice, free will. And you may like to be a butterfly more than you like to be a whale. You want to have that experience. Or maybe, you know, you want to be a wind energy. You want to be a tree or something. So you just go into that energy. Simple as that. So the only problems that we have on this planet is from dark side practitioners, which are most of the people living, who are praying to gods outside of themselves, doing their chants, doing their mantras, doing something to connect to something outside of themselves to bring in darkness. That's the problem here. So, like I say, tell everybody that you know, you do the mind of heart drop, do the be here now clearing, but the mind of heart drop you can do anytime. You don't need a computer. And then bring peace here. So back to you, Michelle. If I missed anything, you can bring it up.
So another part of that that I don't need to read, but it's just the little extra that I believe the person is wondering, are there other planets of light out there that are as corrupted as ours? And is the Creation Light ship going around checking on all of them? Or are we special in the way that we're more corrupted, even though we started out in the light?
I don't know how corrupted the other places are. I think that I am also on seven other planets at one time, like this one here, doing stuff. So maybe out of the gazillion universes of light, maybe seven, including this one, or maybe eight that are possibly corrupted. But in fact, I had to bring the Earth back in. In fact, thank you for saying that. I need the listeners maybe at least once a week on some day to remind me to bring the planet back into the light. So yesterday, morning my time, everything felt kind of strange. I didn't know what it was about, and the planet was actually kind of like being towed into the darkness. Kind of, you can get that visual, like a car towing a car or something. And we were 18% into darkness, so I had to bring us back again. So if we could do this little clearing once a week, you'd be able to remind me. I know I mentioned it quite a while ago, maybe 9 months ago, a year ago, and I had a couple of people mention it, but we all kind of forgot about it. So if you're listening, kind of make a note. Maybe you might have a little post-it. Maybe you want to, let's do it on the Friday show or something, or, whatever. At least let's do this once a week to keep it into 100% light. Right now it's 100% light. In fact, what I'll do is, no, I won't do that. I'll give you the hologram. In fact, I will. I'll give you the hologram of yesterday morning before we switched it into the light. So this is 18% of darkness. And then I'll bring you back into light so you may feel the difference. So here we go. I'll count to 10, and then we'll take you out of that and bring you back to where we are now. So here we go. This is the planet that you're living on being in 18% of darkness. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And it might feel a little eerie. You might go, I don't know about this here. So now we're going to bring you back to 100% light. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So it might take your body about 5 minutes to readjust back into light again. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, great. Thank you. So I made a note that we can do that once a week. So that will help the whole planet, I'm sure. We have a upside-down timeline crash testimonial. It says, I am about two-thirds of the way through running a two-panel timeline crash, one way the regular way, the other way for the same issue with upside-down timelines written next to it. It says, I am running these clearings with regards to an issue I am not currently experiencing, and I want to make sure does not manifest. It feels like running the upside down in addition to the regular timeline crash is doing just that, leveling the energy to absolute neutral, so it is not coming into manifestation into my reality. Good. That sounds great. Okay, we have, another one it's a little bit about timeline crashes. It says, I had done several hundred timeline crashes to get my self-empowerment plan processed by a state agency so that I could get some grant money. I also did the clone to light and alien to light on my vocational counselor. Well, unfortunately, the vocational counselor at this agency had sabotaged my self-employment plan and wants to keep me stuck working for someone else. He says it is not going very well, and they had to send an email to her supervisor, and they're waiting for a response. Let's see. He may be in, okay, all I want was to get my business going and get on with improving the quality of my life. I see now, after doing other CLS clearings, that I have become more self-empowered and am valuable. What is going on with the people at this agency who I feel betrayed me as a client? Why didn't all the clearings I did work for me? So it sounds like they did timeline crashes, the self-empowerment clearing, and a couple of the clone and alien to light clearings for the people that they were working with. So I don't know if there's other things that they could do. I'm sure there probably is. It's hard to say what could be going on.
Boy, that's hard to say. What I will say is doing the upside down timeline with the timeline that you may not be on. Okay, you might want to be a little cautious of that. The first thing is if you think you're on a timeline, then more than likely you probably are. So in a sense, the answer's in the question, okay? But certain clearings like the death barcode clearing and other ones, you don't want to kind of wave the flag up there and do death barcodes unless you really need them. But I think the timeline crash, since it sounds like the person had an inkling, you know, a concern that they might be on it or they don't want to deal with something again, so they're doing the upside down one, I think that would be fine. At first I was thinking, they don't want to do a timeline crash for an event that they're not on, but they could have been on something, 40 years ago, so they're doing that. But if you're getting thoughts about it, then more than likely you are on that timeline. So, yeah, maybe it hasn't manifested yet. Maybe you have that intuitive insight and you go, I think I want to do a timeline crash for breaking my little toe. You know, I kind of sense that. I saw one person break their toe or was on a TV program or the news or something. And then I saw something else happen about a month ago with a broken toe. And maybe for some reason I might want to do timeline crashes on that. And I don't want it to manifest. So now I'm going to do the upside down one on breaking a toe, too. So for that, it would be great. And plus, if you're doing it, like I said, the answer is probably in the question is it could be happening to you because you have thoughts about it. Remember, your thoughts are in darkness, and those darkness thoughts will start to create your reality. That's why we have the psychic billboard to change your reality, because you figure out where you are with your thoughts, and then you change it. As far as the other question about the person with the work people and stuff, I don't know what to say. You just keep doing what you're doing. It sounds good to me. Well, you have any ideas, Michelle?
Well, okay, so there are actually three of those clone to light clearings. And I know one of them says for animals and humans. And I have done them on some people and run them for long periods of time, and they have helped. But that doesn't necessarily you're going to change the entire person's way of being or whatever's going on. They could have a lot going on. So as far as free clearings, you could run, put the green mist on them. And I know, Ron, you've mentioned if you do have to work with people a lot and it's causing kind of a rift, that you could get them the emotional whole life clearing, if it's worth the person to do that. Otherwise, it just depends. Everyone has something that is their own thing that nobody else would possibly know about. That person would have to figure out what their what their thing is, what's stopping them. I think one of the wonderful clearings in the bundle of prosperity is that there is a generational 1 through 7 for prosperity. And because maybe it's in your family line, maybe something's going on there. I'm not sure. So, hard to say.
Yeah, the clearings that the free ones that you do for people, and even if you do a whole lifetime one for them, you know, that's to help them out, you know, themselves. So they not, it could, you know, the emotional clearing, the whole lifetime one should actually help you out too if you do it for somebody else. Because if that person's in your life a lot, then you want to do that so that they'll be calmer. You know, remember, they have free choice, free will, so it's difficult, in a sense, to figure out, you know, remember, if let's just say you happen to be able to do 10 clearings, whole lifetime clearings for somebody, and maybe you already had them yourself, and you knew which ones would be good for them, and you did them all for that person, okay? So they're going to be pretty much cleaned out, and then they might even want to get out of your life, or maybe you may want to get out of theirs. Remember, the reason why they're in your life or you're in their life either way is because you're probably getting something from that person. There's some type of energy exchange, let's put it that way. So if you do all these clearings for somebody, then very possibly, you know, maybe the person's a bad boss, okay? And you got to see them every day, or maybe they're a great boss, but they smell. Okay, so now you got a smelly boss. Okay, and you go, oh God. And so you do all these clearings, and now the boss goes, you know, I feel great today, and I don't want to work here any longer. I'm gonna move to the Caribbean. So all of a sudden, you know, your boss is gone, and you go, oh, man, I really liked him, even though he did smell, but I really liked him. And now, you know, for him, it's great. For you, you might have a lot of regret because clearings maybe work too well, okay? And so that's one way to look at it, but the whole thing is it's wonderful to help somebody and just know that they may disconnect from you, or you may finally get fed up because you're more neutral, and, you know, your woman's group or man's group that you've been going to, and you probably told them about the light ship, about doing clearance, they don't get it. And you go, you know, this is just too frustrating for me, as they're talking about the same stuff over and over and over again, and one clearing would probably solve their whole life, because they're dealing with something. And you may just want to move on. So that's the whole thing, is helping people is great. It'll help them. But just, you know, maybe you need to move on with something else in your life, possibly. And then, you know, work on your psychic billboard. So anyway, different ways to look at the clearings. Back to you.
Yes, just as you were speaking now, I did think of another one that is in the free listing, and it's the alien head implant removal. Because I have heard other stories, and I have found myself that, you know, if you do mention this, hey, this could actually really work for you. The people, they all of a sudden come up with all sorts of, like, very strange excuses why they can't do that, and it's not going to work for them, and they don't believe in it. And I know now that it's just, you know, the implants, they're going off, bam, 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 bam. And I have run this on other people, just one person really, but I did notice that they were more receptive for a while to talking about all sorts of things that used to bring up a lot of fears for them or whatnot. So, Ron, I've always had this question for a little while, and it might also help in this situation too. On your website, you have the Galactic Federation clearings. You have generational ones, and you also have the whole life Galactic Federation clearing. And then on the bottom, it says, of that list,
it says Galactic Federation Affiliation Clearing 0. And I know when I first saw you years ago, you said the Galactic Federation clearing is free, and I couldn't find it because it wasn't in the drop-down box. But are we allowed to use that free clearing that is listed under a list of all of our online healings?
I'll have to look at it to see. I'll get my computer up and look at it. We could probably deal with that on another program, and I'll check it out.
Okay. Yeah, it might be just something that has fallen by the wayside, but we've a couple times mentioned the Galactic Federation recently, so I thought it might be very helpful. And so with that, there's also another one that I just wanted to talk about really quick and possibly maybe we can get a sample of it, but it's the abduction barcode whole life clearing. Not the barcode. It's just the abduction whole life clearing. Would that take away the negative effect of the abductions that have been happening throughout a person's life?
In a sense, it'll take away from current, you know, as you do it, because they are attaching to you. So they're connecting to you some way, and they're abducting you. So that clearing should get rid of the energies that could possibly get you pegged for the abductions. So, you know, it's worth a try.
Yeah, definitely worth a try. Okay, so we have some good news. It says, happy to announce my gold chain that disappeared 2 months ago today reappeared in a bag. I know I checked several times before. Needless to say, I am a happy camper. It's very interesting that they say it was exactly 2 months ago today. That's funny, huh?
Yeah, things happen that way. They happen in cycles.
Very interesting.
So you might take note of that then, okay? So if it was 2 months ago, you're on some type of plan, we'll say. Abduction plan or something, losing things plan. So get out a calendar and just see if you can head it up at the pass in 2 months. So it'll be the 7th. So you're looking at if it happened today. Say, okay, so if it did, then you're looking at October, November 7th. So, and does that relate to Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th. You might look at that too. So anyway, I'm just kind of throwing something out there, but if it felt like you caught something being the same day, and it could have happened yesterday or previously in the week or whatever, you know, I don't know the exact day if it was today or not, but you know, that's a two-month cycle. So maybe go back and see what happened 4 months ago, because you had something lost 2 months ago. Go back, you know, another 2 months prior to that one, or 4 months from now, and just see if anything was going strange on that same day, too. Remember, the aliens are in control of time. And so what's time? Time's also dates, okay? So once you realize that dates and time on the clock are all related, because they're all programs, things are put in place in their own sequential order with their programs. So back to you.
All right, great. Ron, so we have someone who believes that they have two timelines crossing over, disturbing their thoughts, and they were hoping to get a sample to have one or two removed.
Well, I could do a timeline crash, but that's just for one timeline, maybe out of 1,000, so it's not going to really be that effective. Because it takes more than one timeline crash. But here we go. Think of your one issue and just see if one timeline crash helps you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. There we go.
Okay. Thank you. So we have a question here, and it is about death barcodes. So let's say a person clears all of the death barcodes. I can't remember now if there is 6 or 10 or 12 of them, but so let's say they clear them all, and then they feel that years later another one shows up. Do they start from one again?
No, you just start from the... Yeah, most people will send me an email, and I'll get back within a week probably, and send you an email back on how many I see that you may have, what you have at this moment. So the ones that you cleared are already gone. Remember, the death barcodes typically got put on you before you were born. Because remember the old saying, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. So the aliens gave it to you, and now they got to get you out of here, okay? And so they cause situations to give you a death barcode. And that could be a physical problem. It might be cancer, might be breaking your leg, maybe making you feel miserable, you know. It could be anything, you know, a bad accident, a terminal illness of some sort. So they want you to get out of here because, you know, they felt that you lived long enough, and they want to, you know, bring you back, wheel you back in again, clean you off to put you back into another body here. So those normally were first put on you at your birth. Now, you can get them, you know, after you clear those. Some alien race might say, uh-oh, what happened here? They should have died 10 years ago or whatever. We better put another one on. They got away. And so you could get some that way. A few people have had quite a few, maybe a dozen or so, put on after the initial ones. But most people don't normally get them that quickly or get them at all. So, but you can always, you know, send me an email and ask. But typically, you know, maybe one or two after you've done the death barcode clearing, maybe within probably 5 years, might be kind of normal. But, you know, some people have had zero contact with me, and they always have zero. They check maybe every 6 months, and I go, nope, you got zero. You're doing good, you know. So it just depends how you're being tracked and, you know, why they want to get you out of here. And very possibly it could be from your soul family, too. They may say, hey, we need this guy back here or gal back here now. They've been out there too long. They're running free. We need the aliens to put a barcode on them, you know, because we want them. Need them back here to, you know, do something else. We need them to be in a different body or something, you know. So anyway, that's the way it works. Back to you.
Yes, great, and that is a wonderful clearing because it also has the same amount of stress barcodes. So a person can remove probably some of the main stressors that are set up to occur in their life as well. So that's such a great clearing. This has a little bit to do with one of the emails that we had read earlier. It says when people react with anger or psychic attacks that it hits them especially hard if it's coming from their children or possibly somebody that's connected to them, and they're asking for a sample clearing in the stomach area. So they must feel it there.
Okay, yeah, here we go. So more energy is coming your way to release this stomach energy. So I'll just release negativity that's there in your stomach. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go.
Okay. So now is that a cording, Ron? And if the person had the cording clearing, would they write stomach in the little box?
Yeah, it could be cordings. That could happen. It could even be mainly psychic attacks. And then I guess you might want to look maybe at that if somebody does something to you, let's say a family member or something, or, you know, your boss or whatever. So you might want to see what's going on and why you are vulnerable to that, okay?
So that could be, you know, a clearing that you need to do yourself to release the energy. So it's kind of hard to say how to look at that one. But if
yes.
if you're more in neutral, then it probably wouldn't bother you that much, you know. And, you know, people with families, you know, when their children do stuff to them, the children want to kind of flex their energies and they don't behave right or something after you tell them, and then they stick their tongue out at you or something or whatever, and then you feel like, you know, why do they do that to me? I'm their mother, their father, and they shouldn't be doing that, and now they hurt me. Well, you need to look at yourself and get more into neutral. They're just expressing what they want to express. You may want to just look at it that way, and it's not your fault, and you shouldn't take it on. You know, that's why we have those clearings to release it.
Yeah, and probably in that case, too, if it was coming from the person's children, they're obviously part of this person's soul family. So if they did a soul family disconnection, possibly those energies wouldn't feel so strong and heavy. And then, I guess, if it stops affecting you, then the aliens will eventually just give up and stop it from happening. We hope.
That's a good point, too. Yes, uh-huh. Yep. Very good. So it's hard to say how and why things like that happen, but just try to get back more into neutral, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So back to you.
Yes. Okay, so we have another question that says, the person's asking if there are nanobods, otherwise known as microscopic particles, that are coating their ankle, their left ankle, with poison, and is this possibly in a parallel body? So I don't know if that's a personal question that you want to have forwarded to you, Ron, or if you want to answer that on air.
Right now, I can't tell. I can't see that energy that clearly.
Okay, so another listener is just wondering if timelines are like in the brain, if they are often like canopy rods of an umbrella. Is that what they are like?
Well, timelines are like parallel freeways. If you want to look at it kind of like that, and everything is parallel to each other. And a lot of times it's the same scenery. So you're just experiencing other, you can use the word dimensions. I guess that might be a good word. Because you're running and living different dimensions at the same time, and they all look the same. And some are completely different. You can be somewhere else. Have no relationship at all, or not even know what it is, because you can't bring it back here, because you don't have the programs with you to bring forth that scenery. But you may know that you're being tortured, but you can't bring back, you know, the scenery and saying, yeah, I'm over here and over there, because it doesn't relate to anything here. So it's all parallel lives. Just look at it as like if you were to look at the Earth, it's all the same thing, copied over and over and over again. It's like having a book with the same picture on it. And you're in that picture, and you're doing something in that picture. And which one is the real you, the real one here? So that's the way the timelines are.
Yeah, I noticed that when there's the list of timeline clearings, there's a lot of things that are checked. And I know at one time I read them all, but it says timelines I have put myself on timelines other people have put me on, timelines aliens have put me on. So are those all different thought processes that all those people have made up?
Yes, Then you have the daydreaming timelines that you put yourself on. You know, you may want to be someplace this evening. So when you think about it, you're on that timeline. So let's just say that you're planning to go out this evening, go to the movies or something, and maybe you're going to have dinner with a friend and you're going to meet them there at the movies. So right away, when you think about that, you think about seeing your friend, maybe, you know, how they're going to be dressed. They've got to wear clothing, so you're going to have clothes on them. And then you may think about the movie that you're going to, the movie theater, what seats you want to get into. You might even be able to bring up, kind of like sitting next to the person looking at the movie. Then maybe you're going to go out to eat afterwards, we'll say. So now you have the whole vision of you going to a certain location, which you may have already planned to go to, and you kind of know what seat you're going to be in, or you just kind of like, you know, bring that forth as a couple of seats. So right away, you're creating a timeline, and you're living on that timeline because it's active. You just created a timeline for yourself of going to the movies, being with a friend, and going to a certain restaurant. So, and that you did yourself, just by daydreaming. Back to you.
So, in a way, it is true that you could put yourself on a timeline that you do want to experience by projecting yourself, thinking about it, but that's not necessarily to your spirit's benefit.
Right, and your spirit's not with you. Yeah, your spirit probably may not be with you on that timeline. But you are there because you're thinking about it. Yeah, then at the, you know, if maybe, you know, you liked it a lot, then the aliens can see that. Uh-oh. Yep, we got to go. Okay, everybody.
Okay.
I didn't see my clock here. So let's do the mind a heart drop. So commanding your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart, going down. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening. See you later. Bye, everyone.